The goal of the Access to Justice Commission is to document the need for state funds to cover the cost of lawyers for people who can't afford to defend themselves in cases that often threaten them with eviction, the loss of their job, or the custody of their children. At a hearing in Madison yesterday, Jefferson County Judge Bill Hugh told the commission there's a serious flaw in the state justice system.
Indigent litigants rarely are represented by counsel in civil cases, and unfortunately, that makes indigent individuals disproportionately unlikely to prevail, regardless of the merits of their case.
Solving that problem will cost money, and John Ebbett of Legal Action Wisconsin says that has to come from state and local governments.
And the counties have the money. If the counties would just come up with the money, and the counties can go to the state and get reimbursed.
But getting that money from the state requires bipartisan support from a divided legislature. Democratic State Representative Therese Berceau says convincing her colleagues on the other side of the aisle won't be easy.
I think Republicans might be more likely to support programming if they felt it was really evidence-based. I think just giving more money to everybody or to Legal Action of Wisconsin is not likely to happen.
Advocates for covering the legal costs of the indigent in civil cases say it will end up saving taxpayer dollars in the long run by reducing the amount of time judges have to spend dealing with people who try to defend themselves. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.